This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. At least four people have been shot dead during protests in Myanmar. The violence comes as security forces continue their crackdown against dissent following last month's military coup. Two of the victims were killed Sunday in Yangon, the country's largest city. One of them was shot in the head and another was shot in the abdomen, according to local media covering the demonstrations in Lang Thar Yar Township. A third person died in the northern city of Phalkont when police fired into a crowd of anti-coup demonstrators. A fourth victim, a woman, died after being shot in the head in Mandalay. The independent UN human rights expert for Myanmar, Tom Andrews, said last week that credible reports indicated that at least 70 people had died so far in the protests. Other unofficial but carefully compiled tallies put the number of deaths since the coup at around 90. Central African Republic voted at heavily guarded polling stations in a second round of parliamentary elections on Sunday. The voting comes after rebel violence marred December's polls. Voting started smoothly with just slight delays across the capital, Bangui, according to the electoral body. Two states in Germany are voting Sunday for their new regional legislatures. Sunday's vote is 6 months ahead of general national elections, which will determine who succeeds the country's longtime chancellor, Angela Merkel. The vote in the southwestern state of Baden-Württemberg, an economic powerhouse region, and in the neighboring Rhineland-Palatinate state are seen as key for testing the national mood prior to September 26th general elections. This will be the first time in more than 15 years in which Merkel